CJA On Air takes you beyond legal. This podcast is for general guidelines only, and the contents do not constitute as legal advice and should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome back to Budijaya On Air. We are so excited to be back and to discuss a very interesting topic today. My name is Naomi and I will be your host for today's episode. And we have a very special guest today. We have our associate from Budijaya International Lawyers, Amelia Pandunata, to be the key speaker of the day. Hi Mal, how are you?
Hi Mal, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine too, thank you. Anyway, I think today's topic is actually very engaging because I think everyone in Indonesia is actually talking about it, Amelia. It's regarding the newly enacted Presidential Regulation Number 10 of 2021 regarding investment business fields, or as a lot of people call it, the positive investment list that was actually recently enacted. Not too long ago, actually. Precisely, it was enacted on the 2nd of February 2021 and came into effect a month after, Amelia. Also, this episode is going to be delivered in English, but as Amelia here is fluent in speaking Mandarin, so she will also give a brief outline in Mandarin before we start our discussion, just so we can, you know, reach to an even wider audience. So, Amelia, I think the floor is yours for now.
All right, I'll just jump in. So this is just a brief introduction and just to skim through the key points of the regulation.
那解释一下，我们今天想讨论关于印尼的新的投资清单。印尼政府去年已经通过就业创造法之后，发布了一项新的投资规定，其中包括取消一些对外国投资的限制。根据新的法规，负面投资清单改成正面投资清单的模式。那该清单为某些行业的投资提供财政激励和非财政激励。那财政激励包括税收优惠或税收减免等激励措施。那这些业务包括煤气化、地热勘探以及镍和铜等矿石的冶炼。那非财政激励措施也包括简化营业执照，提供支持基础设施，保证能源供应和原材料、移民劳动力和其他设施。此外，印尼政府还放宽了陆地运输、船舶交通、信息系统和飞行导航等领域的投资规定。尽管新的投资清单为外国投资打开了许多行业领域，但投资者必须注意的是，在新的投资法规下，仍有特定行业的法规和某些政府政策，例如测试金融和银行业。那我们接下来有英文进一步讨论这个吸引了众多投资者关注的话题。
All right, thank you so much, Amelia, for that. I think that's actually very useful. Anyway, we'll just start our discussion, Yamel, on the GR 10 2021.
Yes.
So I think it is important for us to lay out, before we start, that the background of the enactment of the GR 10 of 2021, or also well known as the Positive Investment List, I think we'll just refer to the Positive Investment List from here on out, yeah?
Yeah.
I think the background can be traced back to the enactment of the job creation law, which is the law number 11 of 2020 regarding job creation. As we all know that the job creation law amended numerous laws, including law number 25 of 2007 regarding investments under the job creation law, article 77, paragraph 2. So then it is implemented further by the enactment of this positive investment list that we're about to discuss. So with the enactment of the new positive investment list, I'm sure that it would revoke the previously adopted negative investment list, Yamel, yeah?
Yeah.
As regulated under Presidential Regulation number 44 of 2016 regarding lists of business fields that are closed to and business fields that are open with conditions to investment. Mel, I think you can briefly explain about the GR10 or 2021 or the positive investment list.
Right, so I think the biggest difference this new regulation entails is that under the positive investment list,
mm-hmm.
Business sector would be 100% open to foreign investment unless it is subjected to specific types of limitation. So since the concept of negative investment list was first introduced in the 1980s,
okay.
The enactment of the positive investment list can be said to be a great liberalization in foreign ownership limitations in Indonesia.
Oh, so basically all this time, every time foreign investors want to invest in Indonesia, they have like to comply with these limits that the government set, Yamelia.
Yeah. Yeah, so some were partially open, others fully open, and we'll discuss this in further detail as we go along.
All right, great, great. So whereas this far we have laid out that the positive investment list opens up many business fields for investment, correct me if I'm wrong, Mel. I mean, to be precise, I think from the 256 business fields closed as deemed by the previous negative investment list to a significant reduction of only 43 business fields, yeah, to date, yeah, basically.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, so I think the audience need to know what are the business fields that are closed for investments under the GR10 of 2021 or the positive investment list. I think you can give them a brief understanding.
Okay, so just to list out the business fields that are strictly closed for foreign investment, they include narcotics cultivation and industry class 1, second, all forms of gambling and or casino activities, fish catching for the species listed in appendix 1 of the sites, utilization of coral reefs, chemical weapons manufacturing industry, chemicals industry, and lastly, activities reserved for the central government.
Okay, so basically, despite being a positive investment list, quote-unquote, there are also actually business lines that are still closed for investment, yeah?
Yes.
But I also believe that there are a lot of business lines that are open for investment. I think they are further classified into 4 categories. Mel, you can elaborate further on this.
Right, so the categories for the fields, business fields that are open for investment are first, priority business fields, second, business fields allocated for or required for partnerships with cooperatives, and micro, small, medium enterprises, or also known as MSMEs, third, business fields that are open with certain requirements, and lastly, business fields that are not included in the above, which would mean that they are open for investment.
Okay.
So these business fields are regulated in detail in the appendices of BR10 2021, and the technical requirements for the licenses and such are stipulated in other implementing like regulations of the job creation law. And while we cannot expound on the specificities of each business field, it is important to note that the priority business fields would be eligible to receive fiscal and non-fiscal incentives. And I think you can expound on this further, yeah?
Yeah, okay. As a quote-unquote feature in the positive investment list that was not attributed in the previous negative investment list, I only think it's fair that we give the audience a little bit enlightenment on the topic of fiscal incentives and non-fiscal incentives.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably lay out just briefly that fiscal incentives are benefits for business actors in the form of tax incentives. So fiscal incentives, they consist of tax allowance, tax holiday, and investment allowance. So what is tax allowance? It is basically income tax facilities, and then tax holiday is basically reduction of corporate income tax, and then investments allowance is the reduction of corporate income tax and net income reduction facilities for the purpose of investment and reduction of gross income for the purpose of certain activities. So investment allowance includes reduction of net income for new investment or business expansion in certain business fields that are labor-intensive industries and or reduction of gross income for businesses organizing work practice, apprenticeship, and or learning activities in the framework of human resources guidance and development, and customs and excise incentives in the form of import duty exemption for the import of machinery as well as goods and materials for industrial construction or development in the framework of investments. That is fiscal incentives, and whereas non-fiscal incentives are benefits in the form of ease of business licensing, provision of supporting infrastructure, guaranteed availability of energy, of raw materials, immigration, manpower, and other conveniences in accordance to the provisions of laws and regulations. Okay, so far we have discussed about the outline of the PR10 of 2021 or the positive investment list. And I think now we'll just ask Amelia, are there other things to note, basically, from the enactment of the positive investment list in replacement of the previous negative investment list? I mean, are there any different implementation that we can expect, Mel?
Yeah, right. So on top of all of that, I think one thing that we can touch upon is the minimum investment value, which has been increased upon the implementation of PR 10 2021.
All right.
So under this new regulation, foreign investors may only engage in large-scale business activities with an investment value of at least or more than 10 billion rupiah. This amount is excluding the value of the land and building, unless the investment is located in special economic zones for technology-based startup businesses.
All right, that's interesting. So, okay, before we end our session today, I think we can also give the audience a little bit of tips, maybe, if you can call it that, of what to expect and to look out from the enactment of the positive investment list, which I think is prospected to attract a multitude of investors in Indonesia.
Yeah, so with the additions of newly opened business lines and other technical and regulatory adjustments, investors need to look out for more industry-specific regulations clarification.
Yes.
And this would include the entitlement of fiscal and non-fiscal incentives.
Yes, I agree. I think the Indonesian governments are still, you know, adjusting to the new regulations and how to implement them to businesses. Yeah, I think also the obvious change is that foreigners can now fully own businesses with business classifications that the positive investment list open up. So perhaps we can expect companies to restructure here and there, right?
Yeah.
So actually, Budijaya On Air has an episode which focuses about companies restructuring.
Oh, yeah.
So right. You can listen to episode 9 and, you know, find the information you need there. So we are really hopeful and optimistic that this could boost the ease of doing business in Indonesia.
Yeah, definitely. And another prospect would be that the positive investment list would be beneficial for cooperatives and MSMEs.
Oh, true.
Which we think would be very helpful, especially during these difficult times. Also considering the fact that Indonesian SMEs account for nearly 56% of business investment and up to 97% of domestic employment.
Okay.
So they would be a big beneficiary of this regulation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. This is actually a very interesting discussion, Amelia. Thank you for your time today. So if I think anyone has any questions, they can reach us at cr@budijaya.law for more information regarding this matter. So we thank you all for joining us today. And we will see you in our next episode of Budijaya On Air. Bye.
Bye.
This has been Budijaya On Air. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the follow button and make sure you subscribe to our website www.budijaya.law for more content like this.